Chapter 3. I don't know about you guys, but that nurse scared the bejesus out of me, Lexi said, perching on the arm of Nan's overstuffed sofa, facing the other ladies in the dining room. Ida rolled her eyes.
She's not known for her bedside manner.
Kind of strange, a nurse being so cold and mean. You'd think she would have picked a different profession. Helen held up the eyeglasses she'd been wearing.
Let's get these pictures uploaded.
Pictures? What's with those glasses anyway? Lexi asked, remembering how Nance had instructed Helen to make sure she brought them to the room. These are spy camera glasses, Nance said proudly. They can take pictures or video, and no one would even know.
We bought them on the internet, Ruth added.
Lexi raised her eyebrows and watched while Nance took them over to her computer desk, then opened a tiny door on the arm of the glasses. She sat down at the desk. Fishing in a drawer, she produced a USB cable, which she connected from the glasses to the computer. The women clustered around the computer desk as the pictures uploaded automatically, creating a gallery on the screen. Does anyone see anything out of place? Nance asked. Lexi studied the pictures, tilting her head at different angles. Nothing stuck out to her as out of the ordinary.
No. Nope. Not me. Let's watch the video.
The very bottom of the screen showed a video file. Nance double-clicked on it. A large video filled the screen. Everyone laughed as Ruth's dentures shot out onto the floor. The video zoomed in on Lexi's butt sticking out from under the bed as she fished to retrieve the dentures, and they laughed even harder, causing Lexi's cheeks to burn. If you guys are done laughing at me now, I did find something interesting under the bed. Four gray heads turned to look at her, with four sets of eyebrows raised up to their hairlines. She pulled the object she'd found under the bed out of her pocket and held it up. Ida squinted at it. What is that? It's a black pearl stud earring. I found it under the bed when I was looking for the dentures.
That could be from anyone, though,
Ruth chimed in. True, but when I was on the floor, I noticed how clean it was. They mop those floors twice a day, don't they? The ladies nodded. So, the earring must have fallen sometime between the last mopping and when we got there.
Which means it's highly likely the earring belongs to the murderer,
Helen said. Or it could have just fallen off someone's ear. It's not a definitive clue, Nance lectured.
Did anyone notice if Nurse Rothschild was missing an earring?
Lexi joked.
She seems like a likely murderer to me.
The other women laughed, but Lexi was half serious. We don't even know that Mavis was murdered. Barry said she died from natural causes.
She did look pretty old, Lexi said.
Mavis? She was fit as a fiddle. Why, just last month we went on a golfing trip to Florida, and she outgolfed everyone there. Even people in their 60s,
Ruth pointed out. Lexi chewed on the inside of her bottom lip. It did seem coincidental that two reportedly healthy people had died in the past week. Does anyone know why she was there?
Ruth tapped her lip thoughtfully.
When we were on the golfing trip, she was complaining about elbow trouble. Kind of like tennis elbow, but from golfing, I guess. I think she mentioned she might be going in for an operation. She could have been there just to recover, like Bertram was. She also lived alone and probably couldn't manage by herself until she was steady on her feet.
Nance turned back to study the pictures on the computer screen. You know, these pillows under her head look a little strange. Staged, almost. I bet the killer suffocated her with the pillows.
Ida and Ruth gasped.
With no autopsy, we'll never know. But the nurses and doctors there must have thought she died from natural causes, or they would have sent the body to the coroner instead of straight to the funeral home, Lexi said. Nance narrowed her eyes. They might have just assumed it was natural causes, or they might be trying to cover something up.
Do you think the police will believe us now? Ruth asked.
I don't know. Jack didn't seem to think there was any foul play in Bertram's death, but I can talk to him tonight. Maybe, in light of this new death, he'll start to take notice, Lexi said.
Great. I know you have certain persuasive powers with him.
Nance winked at Lexi, causing the other women to laugh. Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm again. If we could only figure out why someone killed them, we'd have a much better chance of convincing him. Nance pressed her lips together in a thin line.
That's true. We need to find the motive.
She spun around to face the other women.
Girls, I fear we may all be in danger. The killer has struck twice this week already. If the police aren't interested in helping us, we'll just have to speed up our efforts to figure out who it is before they have a chance to kill again.